This is Ted Kennedy. There's less than meets the eye to the Reagan administration's record on job creation. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, in trying to squirm out of their embarrassment over 7% unemployment, the Reagan administration frequently resorts to the claim that millions of jobs are being created in the economy. That doesn't change the fact that unemployment is still at a record high in a time of so-called economic recovery. Sure, jobs have been created, but not enough to get unemployment down. Now, a study for the Congressional Joint Economic Committee reports that the administration's boast of the great American job machine is a myth. 58% of the jobs created in the American economy over the past 6 years are at the bottom of the pay scale, with wages less than $7,000 a year. High-wage manufacturing jobs are being lost, and low-wage service jobs are taking their place. That's unacceptable, Bob, and another reason why Reaganomics is bad economics.
Ted, nice try, but that liberal committee report has already been blown out of the water. Not just by Republicans and economists, but by Newsweek magazine. Robert Samuelson, the magazine's distinguished columnist, hit the nail on the head when he called your report Propaganda 101. Unbiased statistics show that mix between high-paying and low-paying jobs has stayed about the same since the early 1970s. Ted, you liberals couldn't knock the president on creating new jobs, so you try to cook up a new way to slant the employment picture. But you botched up the recipe. The fact is, President Reagan's policies have created 12 million new jobs since 1982, with only 2 out of 10 full-time new jobs in the low-pay category. Hardly the doom and gloom your gang is peddling. This is Senator Bob Dole. The Constitution says the President of the United States makes foreign policy, but Ted Kennedy doesn't believe it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.